In fact, my husband's mother went to that church some when she was a girl.
Okay, so your husband's mother grew up here in Roscoe?
No.
No. Okay, she went to the church itself. I see. Where did your husband grow up?
In Forsyth County.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about weddings here in Roswell? Are they typically large ceremonies? Are there any special customs?
I think that has developed some. Her wedding was the first in the present First Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. In the new building, right, mm-hmm. Lindley, in the new building. My wedding in Buford was the first in the sanctuary. Up till that time, people didn't get married in a church, you know, but I was married in First Baptist Church,
Where would they get married? Prior to that time, you said they didn't get married in a church. Where would they get
in
married?
The home. Yeah, that really has changed. Of course, a lot now, you know, in Roswell, center by the First Baptist Church is where they have those wonderful, wedding receptions. You know, that beautiful antique home right by First Baptist Church. That's where
Primrose
they have
College.
So many receptions.
Primrose College.
From the weddings now.
So you live down in the historical area of Roswell. The homes there, when you first got here, did any people still live in the historical buildings?
No one is there who was there when we moved. When we moved, Mr. was there at I go blank on what is her
place.
I can't think of it's one of the most historic homes there. One of my next door neighbors, and it has a historic name. Okay. And of course Bullock Hall is at the end, and Tony and his wife lived in Bullock Hall then. Back then, the historic area had not been emphasized at all, you know, and they lived there. And then she was principal. Ms.
Was, I was thinking about the woman that lived in Barrington Hall.
Well, we're not to that yet. Oh, we're on Bullock. What is
Tony? Who are you trying to?
No, I'm trying to think of the name of Sylvia's home. It's such a
fun. Oh, I know. I've got all of my home. I don't remember.
Well, it's the one on the right before you get to Bullock Hall, and I can't.
In fact, I think it's the most beautiful one of all. But it is a private home now, and of course they have changed
originally,
it all. And Emily Dahlman, Jimmy Carter's aunt, lives across the street there. There are only three families on the street now.
Uh-huh.
And I've been very concerned that it not go commercial. We had, there was Child's Bookstore there, which was very, very nice. And, but it has been sold now. And when we moved there, it was the Roswell Funeral Home, and Mr. Charles lived back of it and owned the funeral home, and also the Roswell Store, which was where the city complex is now. That's where the bank, the first bank, was there.